This is Bridget, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here today with my co-host, DJ Bloomerang. DJ Bloomerang, would you like to say hi?
Hello to all of our listeners. I am very excited to be here for my first show, but Bridget's second. I hear that she held down the fort very well last week. And I'm excited to listen to what she has on offer and maybe contribute a few banter things, because we want to include some talk in our radio. All right.
Great. Yes. So this is WMFO Medford. That was We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. And up next, what do we have, Elizabeth?
We have Easy by the Commodores, a song that some of you may know if you live in this area. We just got a whole lot of snow dumped on us. And so on Tuesday, when we had our snow day at Tufts, we listened to... we watched a movie called Baby Driver, which has a lot of iconic hits in it. So this is one of the songs from that movie. Here we go.
I wanna be free to know.
Okay, that was Easy by the Commodores. And up next, we have Ghost by Halsey.
I'm searching for something that I can reach. I don't like them innocent. I don't want no face fresh. Want them wearing leather begging, let me be your taste test. I like the sad eyes, bad guys, mouth full of white lies. Kiss me in the corridor, but quick to tell me goodbye. You say that you're no good for me, 'cause I'm always tugging at your sleeve. And I swear I hate you when you leave. I like it anyway. My ghost, where'd you go? Phone boy, I'm off the deep end, sleeping on that through the weekend, saying that I love him, but I know I'm gonna leave him. You say that you're no good for me, 'cause I'm always tugging at your sleeve, and I swear I hate you when you leave. I like it anyway. My ghost, where'd you go? I can't find you in the body sleeping next. Searching for something that I can reach. My ghost, where'd you go?
My way or calls my name that seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I'm feeling down and blue or troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now almost all the time. And if I'm well, you can tell that she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time, and I feel fine. Every now and then, the things I lean on lose the meaning, and I find myself careening in places where I should not let me go. She has the power to go where no one else can find me. Yes, and to silently remind me of the happiness and good times that I know. Well, I said I just got to know them. It isn't what she's got to say or how she thinks or where she's been. To me, the words are nice the way they sound. I'd like to hear them best that way. It doesn't much matter what they mean. Well, she says they're mostly just to calm me down. And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. Well, she's around me now almost all the time. And if I'm well, you can tell that she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time. Yes, and I feel fine.
That was Something in the Way She Moves by James Taylor, and before that we had Ghost by Halsey. Interesting enough, I've been to 3 concerts in my life. And one of them was a James Taylor concert this past summer, and before that, a Halsey concert 2 summers ago. So I've got both of the concerts I've seen.
Wow.
They're both.
You get around. You see a lot of concerts. I think I've seen 2 concerts in my life. I saw The Head and the Heart in Colorado at Red Rocks, which is, I think, the best place to see a concert. And then I also saw an artist we'll hear later in the show, David Gray, at Radio City Music Hall in New York City.
Very nice. I've only seen 1 more concert than you. What do you mean I get around?
I don't know. It seemed like a lot when you listed them. Because it's like cool header names. Like, I don't know. It seemed impressive to me. I liked it.
Ah, thank you. Yeah, no, the James Taylor concert was really fun, though.
I believe it.
Yeah, it was funny because I went with my family, and I feel like we were maybe... Like, my sisters and I, we were maybe the youngest people there, but...
It was good.
Yes, definitely worth it. So, up next, we have Zombie by The Cranberries.
Thank you.
That was Any Way You Want It by Journey, and before that we had Zombie by The Cranberries. So, Elizabeth, you said you told me you had a little anecdote to share with our listeners.
It's just sharing about that last song we listened to. So, one of the biggest adjustments I had coming to college was thin walls. And my next door neighbor and I have alternated with the songs that we listen to, because I'll be listening to a song while I get dressed in the morning, and then the next day she'll play it while she's in the shower. And so one of the songs that we have done this exchange with is I was listening to the version of Any Way You Want It from Rock of Ages, the movie with Tom Cruise.
Very nice.
And Julianne Hough. And the next day, I heard that song being blasted on, she has a boombox, and she was playing that in our bathroom, and you can hear it throughout the entire fourth floor of the dorm building. And it was a little bit of a pick-me-up, because you hear that as you're coming up the stairs to come home from a long day, and you just hear that coming from a large boombox. It looks like it's something straight out of the 80s, and it's just been like a bonding moment for me and my next door neighbor, because we alternate music. Sometimes we'll talk about it. I'll be like, hey, I really like that song you're playing this morning. Even though like we weren't playing it together, she was just playing it and I could hear it through our thin walls.
Aww,
but yeah, it's like a sweet bonding moment.
Thanks. Bonding in Houston.
Yeah.
Great. Well, up next we have Son of a Sailor by Jimmy Buffett.
Son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure, expanding the view of the captain and crew like a man just released from indenture. As a dreamer of dreams and a traveling man, I have chalked up many a mile, read dozens of books about heroes and crooks, and I learned much from both of their styles. Son of a son, son of a son, son of a sailor, son of a gun, load the last ton, one step ahead of the jailer. Now way in the near future, southeast of disorder, you can shake the hand of the mangled man as he greets you at the border. And the lady, she hails from Trinidad, island of the spices, salt for your meat and cinnamon sweet, and the rum is for all your good vices. Haul the sheet in as we ride on the wind that our forefathers harnessed before us. Hear the bells ring as the tide rigging sings, it's the son of a gun of a chorus. Where it all ends, I can't fathom, my friends. If I knew, I might toss out my anchor. So I cruise along, always searching for songs, not a lawyer, a thief, or a banker. But son of a son, son of a son, son of a sailor, son of a gun, load the last ton, one step ahead of the jailer. I'm just a son of a son, son of a son, son of a sailor. In my veins, my tradition remains. I'm just glad I don't live in a trailer.
Okay, that was Son of a Sailor by Jimmy Buffett, a personal favorite of mine. just because I played it a lot growing up. When I was younger, I used to have, before I got boring, and now I use my iPhone alarm clock, the generic tone. It's not exciting. It's just
that you there, come to hate.
There, yeah, it's just there to do the job, yeah. But you get no enjoyment out of that. Before those days, I had a really cool flashing alarm clock, changed colors, like light changed colors. Yeah, but you could also set it so you could have it so like it plays the radio in the morning, or it just goes mm-hmm. off the generic beeping. Mm-hmm. But this was in the age of CDs, so you could also just play a CD every morning. So I had the very weird collection of CDs. I believe two of which were Jimmy Buffett's Greatest Hits albums. So I'd wake up to that a fair amount.
Yeah.
As in, like, me in third grade. As well as the, let's think, as well as the Wicked soundtrack.
Oh.
Which is really, it's a weird thing to listen to because it starts off with, like, very powerful music.
Oh, it wakes you up.
Yeah, yeah. Really gets you going. But then I would, like, stay and listen. Because yeah. You're a kid, you don't really have to go to school.
All you gotta do is make the bus.
Yeah.
Those were the young times. The times were like, when did you have to worry about doing your own laundry? Like, it was just like, oh, am I gonna make the bus today? I don't know. If I miss third grade, I'm okay. If you miss class in college, it's like, okay, so I've missed a semester's worth of material.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but it was the kind of thing, like, I would wake up early and just really, really enjoy listening to this really cool flashing alarm clock. Instead of just, like, now, waking up, I just turn it off as soon as possible, maybe hit snooze a couple times. But, like, oh, I should take more time.
A difference in your childhood and my childhood is we didn't have a lot of, like, music in the house. Like, we had a CD player, which you could also put the cassettes in.
Mm-hmm.
But we listened to a lot of radio when we were in the car. And I found this out maybe 4 or 5 years ago, that I would be one of the most annoying children in the car, because I would want to know the title of every song, who sang it, and what album it was from while we would be in the car. As like a 6-year-old, to be like, I would always ask, what's the song called? And then my parent would, of course, sometimes the parent would not know, because it would be some obscure song that like The Peak was playing. That's a classic from New York. And so I was annoying, but they would never tell me because I was like a little child. And so I just found this out. They'd be like, oh my God, you would ask us so much. And we'd be like, we don't know.
I was also annoying, but more, not really towards my parents, towards my sister. Because my sister would always, after every single song that would be played on the radio, she'd be like, oh my God, that's my favorite song. I love it. It's great. And so I'd be like, oh, what's the name of the song?
Yeah.
What's the, like, who's the artist? Because
you challenged her.
If it's your favorite song,
you should know.
Yeah, but I don't know.
What are sisters
for? In hindsight, I'll let her enjoy it without having to know it. So that was Son of a Sailor, Jimmy Buffett. And what do we have up next, Elizabeth?
We have a personal favorite of mine, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. So here it goes.
Love it.
Shh. Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2.
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work. There's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Just
Great. That was Pauper Street by Glass Animals. And up next, we have... What do we have, Elizabeth?
We have a song called Into the Groove by Madonna.
Oh, love it. Here goes.
And you can dance. For inspiration. Come on.
Dancing.
Okay, that was Full Steam by David Gray from his album Draw the Line.
That is also a little reference to when I'm home. This is one of my mom's favorite artists. And it was, if you remember from earlier in our program, my first concert that I ever went to see was David Gray at Radio City Music Hall with my mom and some of her friends. And so this is a personal favorite of ours when we did a road trip together when I was a senior in high school. And we went to go see my cousin's graduation in Ohio, which is about a 10-hour drive for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we listened to a lot of music. And one of the albums we listened to was Draw the Line by David Gray. And also the national sensation, Hamilton, the soundtrack.
Great. Have you seen Hamilton, the show? Or
the show? Like the music? I've seen the show.
Okay. Well, no,
I did.
That was my question.
I got to see Hamilton the musical in its second week on Broadway with the original cast.
Wow.
My grandparents spent the month of August in New York City in 2015. And leading up to that month in August, they planned their entire vacation. And one of the things they did, so they got tickets for Hamilton on Broadway in January of 2015 before it was the sensation that it is today.
Wow.
So yeah, I was lucky enough to get to go see that.
Fascinating. See, I know some of the songs from Hamilton because so many people play the soundtrack, but I have not seen the show.
So they're
kind of out of context.
Exactly. And it's hard to like thoroughly enjoy it when you don't have the musical as well. Although it is an exceptionally amazing soundtrack.
Yes. Well, also, I prefer to learn the song, to hear the songs first, learn the songs, and then I think when I do see a show, it makes the show that much better, because then afterwards I can sing along.
Yeah.
I already know it, already got it down. That's like my mother used to have, or I mean she still has the Chorus Line CD.
Oh my god, I love a Chorus Line.
So I knew all the songs to a Chorus Line before I had seen a Chorus Line. And then I watched the movie, of course, but
it's one of my favorites.
Yeah. So, up next, what do we have, Elizabeth?
We have Dream a Little Dream of Me by the Mamas and the Papas, which is also a reference to my next door neighbor, who one of her favorite songs to play while in the shower is California Dreamin'. So this is just like another TBT to my my days with my next door neighbor, Jackie. So here we go.
Okay, wait. Oh, before we start.
Yeah.
Wait, your next door neighbor in like here in college?
Yeah.
Okay, thin wall. Okay. When you first said that, when my first thought was next door neighbor is someone who lives... Like, I was thinking in a house, and I was like, how loud are they playing that in a house? Okay, I understand now.
Next door neighbor in college, thin walls. Here we go.
Got it.
Breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Leave all worries behind you, but in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream.
Thank you. something I think you'll understand when I say that something I wanna hold your hand.
That was I Want to Hold Your Hand, the Beatles song, cover by TV Carpio. Elizabeth, have anything to say about the song?
Bridget and I actually just brainstormed a new segment we will be bringing to you. So it's going to be a surprise for next week. Get excited. But it has to do with the song we just listened to and its title. About that song, Bridget and I initiated a conversation where I maybe let it slip that I thought that that was better than the original Beatles version, which I do not think is true, for the record.
Okay.
I just think that that version is done very well. And in the movie, it's a very sweet scene, and I think that she's a really good singer.
What movie is this from?
Across the Universe.
Across the